The following was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated in Memphis, Tennessee.
This episode from Radioland is brought to you by our friends at Wizards, a Midtown Memphis institution. Been around a long, long time. And right now they're having a sale on everything in the store. Ah, did I say that? Yes, I did. Mention this ad. Mention that you heard it right here from Radio Memphis and Radioland and all that good stuff. And tell them, hey, I heard Rick talking about it. Guess what they'll do? They'll knock 20% off of your buy. Ha! Midtown Memphis, 1999 Madison Avenue, or online, Wizards Memphis. Take a look at them and support them, because it's Wizards, because it's still smoking. Hello, my name is Rick Cheddar, and this is From Radioland. Greetings, salutations, hello, hey, how's it going? Welcome to another episode from Radioland, here on what has turned into autumn all of a sudden. The fall has arrived, the fall has fell, it's falling, the temperatures are falling, yeah! I guess I don't know. Here in Memphis, it's weird. One day it's like record setting heat, like 96 degrees, and then the next day it's like 70. Climate change is not real, bro. Yeah, well, such as it is, the climate is changing. It's changing by the seasons, is what it is. Got a pretty decent show for you this time out. We've got some music from the Clay Markley Crisis. Yes. For you, and I don't know, we'll see what we can get into, because as you know, I don't really put much prep into any of this, aside from maybe might take an idea of something that I've heard, a conversation I've eavesdropped upon, which is how today's or this episode will transpire, and then we'll elaborate a little bit, because if it's one thing that I do, I'm a nosy son of a bitch, but I'm very, very private about that. You have to watch what goes on in public to really understand people. And that's what I try and do. And I'm a people watcher. I secretly judge the shit out of each and every one of you, but I do. I listen to what's being said a lot of times, and I don't insert myself into their business. Don't mean to eavesdrop, lamb, blah, blah, blah. I don't do that. I'm just going to let you sort out your problems all on your own. Unless you ask for my opinion, then I'll give it to you. But having said that, I was at the grocery store, which is a good place to go to people watch. Some say going to Walmart is a good place to people watch, but it's not, because it's the same people that go in there all the time. And they're all, once you've seen that side of humanity, then you've seen it, and there's nothing left to see. It's pretty much something happened. There was an incident at a Walmart, and you go, "Yep, it sure was." No surprise there. But a grocery store is different, because you get, everybody needs to go to the grocery store. And the one that I'm talking about is one that is right near the radio station, near Pirate Radio Studios. And I'm in there all the time. Just about every day I go in there and I'll get something to eat, get some type of lunch. They have a deli in the back. As most grocery stores do. And they have a hot food area, and they can hook you up with a meat and two or meat and three, whatever the case may be, or a veggie platter. They got all sorts of fun stuff. So anyway, I'll go back there and I'll get something, and it's cheap. And then because I'm on the air at that time, I've only got just a few minutes to, get my ass back over to the station. So, assuming that there's not a train, because I have to cross the train tracks to do it. At any rate, I'll go there and I'll usually go to the express checkout, because it's just one item, it's my $6 lunch. So I'm headed up there, and if you go at different times of the day, it's obviously less crowded, but around noon is when you get the people like me that are running in there to grab a quick bite to eat and mosey on about their day. And so you've got a bunch of people in the express line, which is fine because it moves quickly enough. But I'm there, I'm standing behind, four customers, I guess, three or four customers. And a lot of it is the little old ladies that are out for their shopping, Got to push my buggy through, and got to get my prunes, and look at these lovely rutabagas. The little blue hair ladies are in there going and doing their thing, and it's, you just, whatever. So behind me are these two women. And they weren't shopping together. They had met each other there. I know this because this came up in the conversation while I was listening. Now, Keep in mind, I have my back to them the entire time, so they don't know that I was listening to this. And truth be told, they probably wouldn't have given a shit. But then again, there are those that do. They get upset when their conversation goes public. Well, when you're having it in a public place and people can hear you, and then they get upset. It's none of your business. You know, you get a lot of that. That's why you just best to keep your mouth shut. When you're doing the eavesdropping, you're trying not to react. So I'm there and I'm listening to these ladies, and these are middle-aged East Memphis white women type, you know, and they're out there and they just started allowing the sale of wine in grocery stores. So of course they're talking about the wine and all this other stuff. But there was something that occurred to me about their conversation, because it was really pretty mundane. There was really nothing going on, you know. But there was an interesting facet of this conversation by which it happened, which it made me think a bit about how we have become as a society of people. These two women were having a conversation at each other, not with each other, at each other. Let's think about that for a second. Person A says something. End of phrase. Person B says something, end of phrase. It's like a tennis match. It goes back and forth. A, B, A, B. But nothing in what person A was saying was ever referenced by person B, and vice versa. It didn't come up. There wasn't a, you know, well, my husband's colonoscopy was last week, and we did all this, and blah, 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 and the worst thing about it was the laxatives, and. And then the other lady goes, you know, I have to schedule my husband for a colonoscopy as well. And, you know, I understood that. And it was like there was no questions that were being ballied back and forth. It was just one phrase followed by another phrase followed by another phrase. And back and forth it went. And the longer I sat there listening, this is the line is moving along, the more I realized what a vapid conversation that I had just witnessed. There was absolutely zero substance to this conversation between these two people. Nothing. They may have been friends, neighbors. Maybe they go to the same church together. I don't know. Maybe one's banging the other's husband. I don't know. But they were obviously friends. They sounded like they have known each other for years. Maybe, you know, go out and have, you know, dinner dates and that kind of thing. Obviously something was, you know, they had known each other for a long time. And so there wasn't a, hey, how are you type of moment, unless that happened earlier on before, you know, maybe they ran into each other by the meat department. I don't know. But, you know, they're carrying on this conversation and there was nothing there. It was this vacuum. And it was kind of sad. It was kind of tragic, really. Because here were two people who have a pretty good grasp of the English language, at least enough to be, you know, comfortable in their conversation with another soul. And yet, nothing was being said. There wasn't even a one trying to outdo the other, because if that were going on, then that would mean that one of them was actually paying attention to what the other one was talking about. There may have been a couple of relatable points, but it certainly didn't last. And there was nothing to it. That was the really bizarre part of this. And most of us probably don't think of these things, but I did. And I thought long and hard about it on my little stroll back to the radio station. And then, of course, I did what I usually do. I go in, I go into my office. Well, you know, we're on the air at that point. But, you know, I go down and I have a little area behind where I broadcast from. I have a little desk there and I usually have a laptop there. And I'm reading. I'm getting, you know, prepped up for the next break, if you will. And I'm sitting there and I happened to just hop onto Facebook and I was scrolling through and then it occurred to me, the same thing that happens on Facebook happened in public that I just witnessed. Spin that around. What I had witnessed in public is actually the standard operating procedure, if you will, of a conversation occurring on Facebook. Except the difference is that in public there's no one showing a picture or perhaps, you know, a video. Check out my cat. Nothing, none of that. It was just this, I don't know, and you see it all the time. You don't think much of it. People will post, say, pictures of their kids. Last day of summer party by the pool. And the kids are out there having fun, and there's, I don't know, four or five pictures. Maybe six pictures. And there's a couple of kids, it's neighborhood kids, and they're all sitting outside, and they're playing in the water. Woohoo! Everything's, it's... And they have this whole thing about, you know, getting ready to close the pool down. We're having one last day of summer. Here are the kids and blah, da, 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 da. And then 20 minutes after, you see that the post was made 20 minutes ago, yet nobody commented. Nobody liked it. Nobody shared it. Nobody cared. I certainly don't. I use it as an example. I don't like looking at your kids on Facebook because I think your children are ugly. Most of them. Very rarely do I see a cute kid. Oh, your babies are so beautiful. Stop it. That kid's not finished yet. The post like that is like, nobody asked to see this. Hey, I heard your kids were at a pool party last weekend. Do you have any pictures? I'd like to see them. Oh, sure. Nobody ever does that. And that's why we have to post them out there, because we feel that everybody else does care, because that's life on my terms. And that's really what it boils down to. I am going to live my life on my terms. What does this mean? It means that I get exactly what I want, and I get to say exactly what I want to say, and you will listen to me. And I don't care what you have to say, and I don't care what you have to think. It's the truth. That's the thing. That's the bizarre thing about it. And you don't have to go far to see what it is. I don't know. Perhaps all of us in our society have always been like this. I'd hate to think that it wasn't, because I don't recall it ever being that way. I mean, I have friends that I... Rick's has friends? Huh. I do. I have friends. And my friends, the conversations that I have with my friends don't go like that. With my friends, it's, hey, how are you? How's your dog? How was your trip to blah? Do you have any pictures? I'd like to see. Hey, I got a picture of this place I went to on the beach. I'd like to see it. You know, and it's that kind of thing. How's the wife and kids? Hey, they're great. How's your wife? How's the immigrant? You know, it's that kind of thing. That's, to me, civilized conversation. That's human beings acting somewhat civilized. Instead of this barbaric, you will look at my ugly children on Facebook. No, I really, really don't. You know, just scrolling right on through, man. Just, you know. And then, you know, you don't have to go far to find it. If somebody makes a post, you know, I'm home alone. Oh, boo-hoo. Nobody likes or shares. You know, you're home alone and you're talking about it in social media. There's an easy fix. Get your ass out of your couch and go somewhere. Whining about it in social media. And then when you go out there, you go out there in public, and the first thing, well, I was sitting at home and I was bored and I was alone, so I came here. And then they run into that person who sits and goes, they turn around and they mirror that conversation. I was home alone. I don't know if social media and the access to everything that we have, the ability to broadcast, like I've talked about before, that everybody has this voice now, and they don't know how to use it. So we've all turned into these narcissistic individuals. Me, 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 I. I've worked with people like that before. Of course, in this business that I'm in, it's rife with it, you know. Fortunately, these days I don't have to worry about that, because the people that we have working for us are not like that. For good reason. I won't put up with it. Because it's not about you. It shouldn't be. Unless you have something substantial to add to the conversation, it should never be about you. This is why television news has turned into such a complete disaster. Oh my God. Since when are the reporters now part of the story? That's a thing, man. You know, when I studied journalism and you know, in college and out of college, when I was actually working for an operating television station and being into the field and learning the things, how the trade works, if done correctly, all you're doing as a reporter is relaying the information to the public to let them know what is going on, because it affects them. It should, in some way, shape, or form. Instead, now you've got a morning news show, right, who get up and dance. God damn it, you don't dance on TV if you're telling the news. What are you trying to do? It's these women that get into this business. Oh, yeah, I said it too. These women that get into this business, they go, look at me, look at me, look at me. I don't know what I'm talking about, but look at my pretty hair. That's what this is. In the midst of all of the shootings that are going on right now in our country, cops shooting black people for apparently no reason at all, And yet, Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie have announced their divorce in the midst of all of this, and a local television news anchor said, oh, I have so many emotions. And I went behind it, and I actually commented on that same page. I went, oh, I have so many emotions, and then pasted the link to a story from a legitimate news source about a kid that got shot by a cop. That's where the emotions are. That's where the disconnect has seemed to have happened. She didn't take the post down. She just kind of went on with it because, oh, everybody cares about Brad and Angelina. Guess what, sister? Nobody does. Just because you do doesn't mean that. I don't give a shit. If you feel that these people are important in your life, then great. That's wonderful. It's fantastic. If you know them personally, then there's a story there. But you don't know them personally. You don't know how these people are in public or in private lives. You just don't know. Why should you care? It's none of my business if somebody's getting a divorce. Tough titty. I hate it for you. Next. Meanwhile, there are people that are being brutalized by law enforcement, and nobody seems to want to give a shit until there's a protest. And when there's a protest, then it brings out the worst in these other people, and I don't even want to get into all of that because it's just an ugly scene. Perhaps at another time I will, but not on this episode. But this is the disconnect that we have as human beings. We are not listening to what other people are saying. And we have our own selves to blame for that because we haven't shown any interest in that because we're too busy thinking, hey, that's all great and all that you did that, but guess what I did? Here's what I'm doing. And we feel that this is important. So, you know, a conversation turns into, you know, I come home from my day and I'm talking to my wife and I'm asking her about her day, or we're talking about our respective days and we're asking each other questions and we're running ideas by each other. And then inevitably you'll hear someone say, hey, so-and-so talked to so-and-so and told them blah. They didn't have a conversation about blah. That person told them. See, there's a difference there. It's another distinction that needs to be understood. People are too busy talking to themselves. They're too busy looking at everything else that is out there. How does this involve me? That's fine. You should probably have that in the back of your head about a lot of things. How does this affect you? Perhaps it should, perhaps it shouldn't. It doesn't really matter. But where is the real care? And that's just it. Let's use these riots as an example. And these protests, I should say. You don't live in the areas you may not live in one of those areas where these protests are going on. Most people don't, obviously. You know, everybody lives in different places. But when these protests happen, I see some of the comments here in social media. Well, they should be arrested for protesting. They should be thrown in jail because they're holding up the freeways. Colin Kaepernick should be thrown out of the NFL for not standing for the national anthem. Actually, it's his constitutional right to do whatever he wants to. That's the whole point of being free. Or another one, I love this. Our soldiers should be free to celebrate Jesus wherever they are. And then somebody writes, I think Muslims have the right to celebrate their faith wherever they are. Oh, no, go to hell, bro. That's where the connection gets made. Not until somebody else gets pissed off, and that's when the conversation starts happening. And even at that point, it's just a matter of yelling. It's devolved into that. There's no dialogue. You have to have that dialogue. Dialogue is person A says this, person B reacts to that. Instead of person A says this, person B says that. There's no reaction until somebody says something that offends the other one. And that's the beautiful thing. Hence, I say some of the things that I say. These two white women from East Memphis back at the grocery store talking at each other, not to each other, talking at each other, having a conversation about nothing. Squat, zero, zilch, dick, nada. Nothing. And yet, these two women will go home to their families and they'll say, oh, I ran into so-and-so at the store and I told her about this and I told her about that. Guess what? That bitch wasn't listening. You can say that to both of them because they weren't. They weren't paying attention. They don't care. And that's the bottom line. We've all become so shallow and just we don't care anymore. And that's sad. It really is sad. So maybe, you know, put down your shit for a minute and actually listen to what's being said. It's scary. I did. I listened to what was being said and nothing was happening. And maybe that's just it. Since everybody is talking about nothing, we've all decided we're just going to tune it out and we're going to tell everybody the same thing that they're telling us. That's what it is. We're all living the exact same life, it seems. Because that's all we ever talk about. It's all we ever hear. I did this. I did that. Me, me, me. I. Instead of, I'm so sorry to hear about this. How can I help you? That's becoming very rare. And hopefully, I don't know, maybe one day we'll all wake up and go, God, what were we thinking? You weren't. That was it. Mind gets shut off. Brain gets closed. Mouth goes open. And all sorts of weird shit come out of your mouth, man. It's just like we were talking about with the keyboard cowboys last week. It's the same thing. I am right and you are wrong. It's unfortunate. So, I don't know. Maybe take a moment and think about it and, I don't know, have a conversation. You know, everybody's got a friend, right? Everybody's got one, at least one friend that they can count on. One good friend. Try having a conversation where you're asking questions sometime. That's actually kind of fun. You might learn something. But you got to do it with an open mind. That's the hard part.
Here's what's coming up on the next episode from Radioland with Rick Cheddar.
Rick, you're being kind of an asshole about all of this, aren't you?
Yeah, you know what? I am. Because most of you people suck. And there are so many people out there. And suck is a good way to put it because they're like soul-sucking vampires. You know, that you feel like you just feel the energy draining off of you when you're around these people. You know the people I'm talking about. Everybody's been around them. And I was like, you know, I have a moment here with my friends, and I'm spending time with my friends. And, you know, I don't want anybody else around here to crush my groove, bro. So, if I defend myself, then I look bad. And I tell you what's worse. I tell you what's worse is, than an asshole. There is. I've discovered this. The only thing worse than an asshole is an asshole on cocaine.
For previous episodes, go to radio-memphis.com. To download episodes to your mobile device, search the show in iTunes, player.fm, stitcher.com, Pocket Cast, or TuneIn. And now, here's more with Rick Cheddar from Radioland.
I go to places, shows, venues. I go to a lot of them just to stick my head in the back of the room. A lot of people don't know that I'm there, but I am. And I marvel at the musicianship of certain individuals. There's some great cats out there that play really, really well. And I'm talking about the guitar. And I dabble. I do dabble a little bit into the guitar. I'm kind of self-taught, which is really not for me. It wasn't the best way to go. But there is a way that you can learn to play the guitar and do it right in the privacy of your own home. I'm talking about the New York City Guitar School. If you go to our website at radio-memphis.com, you will see some banner ads where they're scattered all over the site. And you can find one that'll tell you, hey, learn to play the guitar. Guitar lessons here. Hello. Go to it. Check it out. It's the New York City Guitar School. It says learn guitar now is what it is. Hundreds of online videos. You can get lifetime access to this thing. $89 will get you in there. Plus, before you even do any of that, there is a free video to see if this thing is even right for you. Jump on there and take a look at the New York City Guitar School. Learn to play guitar in the privacy of your own home. And you can find their banner ad at radio-memphis.com. All right, let's speaking of guitars, let's get into some music. This guy here is great fun. He's got a very cool sound and a very cool vibe to him. I'm talking about Clay Markley, and Clay has a fantastic of music. You can find him in Memphis just about. Well, he plays a lot around, and he also he's been live at the radio station a few times at Radio Memphis, and he has shown up in all sorts of fun places. And like I said, he's just one of those great guys to have around him. The Clay Markley Crisis is the act this time out. Here's the song. It's called Surround Him, and it's right here from Radioland.
Oh,
groovy sounds, a little bit different. The Clay Markley Crisis. Surround Him is the name of the tune right here from Radioland. Hope you enjoyed it, because I always did. See, here's the thing. All this music that you hear on this show, I pick it. Yeah, buddy. This is me. You got a problem? You got a problem with this music? I'm the one that's making that happen. Yeah, baby. Yeah, whatever. Thank you to Clay for that great term, that great song there. Great term, great tune. I was looking at my note over here about life on your terms. It's okay to have life on your own terms, you know, but it's really kind of cool when you accept other people's terms too. That's kind of groovy, you know. We're all pretty much in the same boat together, and we're not all that much different. Some people like onions, some people don't. That's really kind of what it boils down to. Quit being a dick. Quit shooting each other. For God's sake, stop that. I gotta go. We'll see you next time. You heard what's coming up then. Until then, I'm Rick Cheddar, and this has been From Radioland.
Cheddar from Radioland is produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. All music performed during this episode was used by permission. No part of this program can be rebroadcast or used in any other way except by written consent. For bookings and other inquiries, you can write the show by sending an email to radioland@pirateradiostudios.com. For more, go to radio-memphis.com.